Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to the 16 Bitchin' Podcast. And today we have our first interview of the new season. He is a man who is short in temper and short in stature. He is now flipping me the bird, but I don't care. I can mute him out at this stage. There's nothing you can do. Rob, also known as Comic Rob!
Yay! Yay! Yay, I'm here!
You're here. Now, some people may have seen you on my channel before when we did the Game Gear video, but we've actually got another video in production, and it's only taken forever because I'm useless. And now that I've covered that, fuck you, we can move on.
I was about to say, that's been in production for how long? Since last year?
About half a year now.
Yeah.
We recorded it in the summer.
We've done everything. It just needs you to edit it. That's all it
is. Yes, yes, yes. Well, I blame everyone else. It's their fault.
Obviously.
Yes, obviously. So, we have Comic Rob here today. He's going to talk about three games. But first, before we get on to his choices of the modern game, the retro game, and the indie game, we are going to cover the news about his channel a little bit, because Rob decided to start YouTube because he blamed me originally. Why is it my fault?
Your fault, because you've been on at me for ages to start my own channel because I collect comics because I know too much, and you got sick and tired of listening to me talk shit to you.
Yeah, I thought it would stop, yet you still talk shit.
Yes, because I've collected more and I know more. The more you learn and all that sort of stuff.
I'm not so certain you ever, at any point, know more.
I know enough-ish.
Bollocks.
Kind of.
Bollocks. Yeah,
that's no, as much
never.
As you do.
Well, fuck me, you are doomed.
I'm just an average guy with a more than average size collection of comics that likes to talk a lot of shite, basically, because no one else wants to listen to it.
Well, for those who haven't seen your channel, describe to me what you do in one of your videos. Let's pick a Comic Rob Vin. What the fuck do you talk about?
There are two types of videos I have on my channel. One is Comic Hunters, where we go out and about looking for comic books wherever we can. Normally, that's going up to like car boots, sometimes Comic-Con, if I'm lucky, or even to a comic book shop and stuff like that. Sometimes I drag you out to the
Thanks.
Car boots and stuff. Sometimes, if we're lucky. But yeah, so we just go out and about seeing what we can find, seeing what bargains we can find, and what rare items we can find if they are around. Or you have Chatting Comics, which could be a mix of talking about stories or random characters that you may never have heard of, or anything that's fun or anything news-wise worthy to talk about, really. I mean, the new Deadpool trailer dropped, and I had to release a short about that because how amazing does it look? You wouldn't know because you don't watch trailers.
I don't watch trailers, and I don't give two shits about any superhero.
Pretty much. I'm surprised. I thought Deadpool would be right up your street.
You know, I watched the first film, and I thought it was all right, but I think for me it's a fact of I don't watch comedies anymore either. I don't watch comedies. I don't watch superhero. But to be fair, it's not even really that. It's I don't watch movies. I watch series. So I'm much more likely to watch a Netflix bollocks or an Amazon bollocks than I am to watch a movie. I don't know why. I think it's probably to do with my time share. If I get some free time, you think, I can either spend half an hour watching this thing, then I can do another thing, or I can watch this two-hour thing, and if it's crap, then that's that pissed away. And superhero films have a big, you can't even deny this, they have a big reputation of being a bucket of wank sauce.
No, that's not true. It's just more, Bikes. 9 times out of 10, you've got to watch at least 5 movies before and stuff like that. That's the only real kick of the summer.
I hate that. Why would I have to watch a million films pass in order to figure out this obscure bollocks about Aquaman's socks?
Why socks? Why the socks?
Well, that's the kind of horseshit it is. I have to see this film to know what he's talking about in this really obscure load of old bollocks.
See, I think, personally, Deadpool, you'll be fine with because you watched the original 90s X-Men cartoon. And let's be honest, you loved that. Like the 90s Spider-Man as well cartoon. That was brilliant. And again, Deadpool integrates himself into the X-Men world so well, but old school X-Men style, like the 90s cartoon.
So what about the Deadpool that was in Wolverine Origins then?
We don't talk about that one.
We don't talk about
that. We don't talk about that one. Ryan Reynolds made the joke in the second movie and went back and shot himself.
I don't blame him.
Yeah, it was brilliant.
Do you know what the sad thing is? That was my first introduction to the Deadpool character. I'd never heard of him before that.
Yeah, it was a lot of people's first introduction, and it's not the greatest depiction of it. And yeah, because was it Ryan Reynolds wanted to be the character? Because he loves the Deadpool. He wanted to be the character. That's why he portrayed the character in the beginning the way he did. But yeah, then they stitched his mouth up, which was, yeah, it was poor choice in my eyes. Poor choice.
That was really, since even I know that Deadpool is basically, he's the mouth. You think Spider-Man's sarcastic and mouthy and jokey. He ain't nothing on Deadpool. So if you stitch up his mouth, he's nothing.
Deadpool is literally called the Merc with the Mouth. That is literally his nickname. So
I can't remember who the fuck I went to see Wolverine Origins with. But I do know they shouted out when he was, you know, revealed in that state. Someone gone, that's not Deadpool, that's fucking Baraka. I was like, it is, isn't it?
What, with less teeth?
Yes, very less teeth, but bald and long sword arms. It's more impossible
If you had told me it was a crossover between Mortal Kombat and Wolverine, I could have believed you.
Yeah, there would have been at least some excuse. It'd have been wank, but it'd been an excuse.
Yeah, but anyway, then you would have understood it a bit better. Anyway, sidetrack.
Yes, always sidetrack with you. So be warned, everyone. Rob is not only someone I know from YouTube. He's someone I play games with every fucking week. We talk a lot, lot of bollocks. And I'm going to try...
Loads of crap.
Loads of crap. Editing this down is going to be so interesting for me. I have to keep looking at the watch because it's like, right, how much time can we spend on each thing? Because we've still got to cover three games. I think we talked about your channel enough. If anyone is watching this the week later on YouTube, I will be having random clips from his videos in them. Obviously, they'll be muted so you can hear this, but you can see a bit of it. And also,
he's going to put my link in the description as
well. There'll be a link in the description this time, maybe, potentially. As we all know, I'm brilliant at remembering that.
Would have been how much he likes me, really.
He's fucked now, then.
I'm buzzed.
Yeah, fucked. So anyway, we are moving on to your modern game. He did tell me his games. He did. But he's flip-flopped and changed his mind about a thousand fucking times. So I remember what this is. I legit have forgotten. Rob, what's your first game?
Well, everyone's probably going to expect me to say Spider-Man 2 for the PS5 or whatever. But I am skint just like you and don't own a PS5. So for me, it has to be Batman Arkham City.
This is all your fault! Hounded him for years, beat him to a pulp, and for what? Why are you so mean?
Surprise! You fell for the old fake Joker gag, Batman.
That is the one. I absolutely love that game. I played it to oblivion, tried to platinum it, couldn't do it. It's just because of my pure lack of skill, more than anything. But it's just a brilliantly done Batman game.
That's the second in the trilogy, is it?
It's the second one, and I picked the second one because the developers kind of listened to what everyone critiqued about the first one, going, the fighting mechanics isn't... It's a little bit jerky at times and stuff like that. So they fixed it. Oh, I wish we had more free roam ability. So they fixed that, and they literally fixed every tiny little detail you would want and then made this perfect game.
I do remember from the first one, I thought, I wonder if I can platinum this. I seem to be getting quite a lot of trophies. And then I got to one where it was like, I'm pretty sure you've done it, but I know I haven't. I got so far and thought, fuck this. It was like 80 plus flawless combo something ridiculous, and I got up to 70 and I fucked it, and I remember fucking it because there wasn't enough characters around, and it felt like there was never enough characters around. I'm like, you know what, I'm sick of this, fuck you and fuck you, some trophies can't be had.
I've done all of that. What is it, the first one? I am one trophy off.
Oh, you haven't done it? I thought you'd platinumed
no.
it. Oh.
No. I'm literally one trophy off, and that is pure factor. I don't have enough skill or reflexes to do it.
Oh, bollocks.
Yeah, it's literally just down to that. It's down to my downfall. Nothing to do with the game. I could do it if I put, I don't know, 2 days into it, but I can't do it.
And you don't care enough now to do it?
I was adamant I was going to do it, but after 50,000 attempts, it's just nigh on impossible for me. So, anyway, the second one, Arkham City, it's got more of that free-roaming ability. You know what I mean? So you can actually glide for further. You can take people out with such precision. The goons are literally dotted about a city, basically. A small version of Gotham City. You've got all your bad guys you could think of, from Bane, Joker, Mr. Freeze. Like, even the more obscure ones turn up, like Victor Zsasz and stuff like that. So it's so beautifully put together. You don't feel like there's too much or you're not doing anything.
I remember feeling a bit overwhelmed with that game because the first one I thought had quite a lot to it, especially when there was, I think they were riddles for the Riddler. You had to go around doing scans and all this bollocks of random shit. And in the first one, I did a scan of a bald guy in a area of cell, rather. And it just came up and gone, Calendar Man. And I thought, who in the name of screaming shit is Calendar Man? And what knobhead thought that up? I'm sure you'll do a video of that sometime in response to this. But
I have to now.
You have to now. With the second game, you had even more obscure characters, and I remember just playing it thinking, I want a level for Calendar Man. I don't know what day it's on, but I'm sure he'll fucking tell me.
Oh, don't. There is an achievement for Calendar Man. Yeah, but you have to log in. No, you have to go into the game and see Calendar Man on every significant date within the year. So Christmas, Halloween, New Year, April Fool's Day, Valentine's Day. You've got to see him every single one of these events throughout the year, and then you get this achievement for him.
I struggle to know what day of the week it is. You want me to remember when fucking Easter is?
Yeah, pretty much. But obviously there is a way to cheat this system, but...
Yeah, change calendar and date on your console, yeah.
Pretty much, yeah. But still, again, they expected you to do it on like Christmas Day. Hold on, babe, just logging into Batman. You know, it's not gonna happen. Let's be honest.
No. Well, what did you think like when you see Penguin in that game, and he's still like a wannabe nobleman, but now he talks like this, you wankers. Yeah, I think he even says wankers in it. Like they put that in because that's the only fucking British curse word they know.
But again, it's like they've kind of kept that classic that classic Penguin look, again, like with a monocle and stuff like that, but it's not a monocle, it's basically a glass bottle that's been shoved in his face.
That was a pretty clever way of like making him even more crazy, I suppose, because they're all fucking nuts. But
that's the thing, is even in the descriptions, when you go and look at their bios and stuff like that, it even gives you that little story on how he got that in his eye. I think it happened in the first game or the second game. It explains, he got in a fight with someone, they basically glassed him, so he done him over.
So now we've covered like a little bit of the characters and the story. Let's take on the gameplay for anyone who hasn't played it. One of the great ways you mentioned earlier is when you can take out enemies. So let's say Batman's gone into, big ass hallway, like a library or whatever, massive area, he's up high.
Yep.
Enemies are down below, they're oblivious to him being there. It's not just a case of drop down and start fighting them, is it?
No.
So you've got the sneaky mechanic of going along to, most of the time, I swear Gotham's just built out of these gargoyles.
Gargoyles,
yeah. He'd be flying around, well, not flying around, swinging around, doing a Spider-Man trick from one gargoyle to another, and he'd like wait for one of them to come underneath. You press the action button at the right time. He zooms down, grabs the fucker, pulls him up.
Takes him back up.
And then you've got to quickly shift, because now all of a sudden, that's not a secret spot. Some cunt's screaming, help me.
Yep.
You've got all these cool mechanics like that, but you've got the bat gadgets as well, haven't you?
Yes.
You must have had a thing you used all the time. It's like, it's meant for this, but I'll be using it every fucking chance I get.
Oh, there was loads of stuff. It's like at one point you get like a freeze grenade, like from Mr. Freeze, and you launch it at somewhere. It just freezes them in the spot, so you can just absolutely smash their head into a pole or something like that. But it's just, I used all the gadgets. I tried to use all of them because I don't know, I just like kind of challenging myself in that aspect of how can I take everyone out differently to how I normally would. But then again, it's like, are you like using the environment stuff as well, using batarangs to create smoke from fire extinguishers and stuff like that to then go down, take everyone down secretly, or even just as they can't see, just absolutely kicking ass, basically. It's a real game that makes you feel like Batman. You see Ben Affleck and Christian Bale and all that playing these characters in the movies, and the game makes you feel like that hardcore. You're taking on 7 to 8 guys at one time, reacting, countering, fist fighting while using gadgets and everything else, and then beating up big bad guys as well.
It's funny, I don't like games where you're having to be stealthy and sneak around, but in that game, when you got caught, there's often occasions you're like, oh, well, maybe I can bring back a checkpoint. That's bullshit. Doesn't count. Doing it again. Because you want that aspect. Just beating everyone up all the time becomes... There's nothing wrong with the game, but it does become boring if that's all there is.
But this is why the game is so good, because you can literally play it your way. If you want to be sneaky, you can be sneaky. The entire game, most of the game, you can be sneaky. If you just want to cause an all-out brawl in the middle of the street, you can fly down to the middle of the street and wait for everyone to turn up so you can just kick their ass. It's however you want to play. Your style of gameplay, basically, is... doesn't matter how you want to play it. You just play it how you want to play it and enjoy it. And the story is so good. And the voice acting, I mean, come on. You can't go wrong with the original voice actors for Batman as well as Mark Hamill for the Joker.
I'm trying to think if there are any other original voice actors for that animated series, but...
I don't know if Harley Quinn may have been the original. Maybe. Yeah, I'm not too sure.
There's a good chance that was, but I don't think anyone else was.
No.
Which is a shame. But
again, you can't go wrong with those kinds of voice actors. And again, Mark Hamill wouldn't do it unless the original Batman... Oh, his name has just gone from my brain now.
Keith.
Something. It's gone. It's literally gone. But the original Batman from the animated series, you've got him doing the voice of Batman, and Mark Hamill's gone, I'm doing it if he's doing it. It's like, wow, that's just so awesome to have these two... side by side, just doing these games.
So you've got the awesome graphics. We know you've got the awesome gameplay. The music, we can just sum up really simple and go, it's Batman.
It's Batman.
It's Batman. It's Batman. It's perfect for what it is. It's perfectly fitting. Is it something you would listen to whilst you're out on your own, like going to work or something? Probably not, unless you're the kind of guy that walks your dog with your black hood up the whole time, walking around, trying to freak people out, and you're thinking, yeah, I'm Batman. You do
that,
don't you?
That's me. That's me. I've got my big dog, and I got my black hoodie. That's me.
As soon as I started saying this, thinking I'm just describing an average day for Rob. Okay. Right, moving on.
Pretty much. Let's find,
before we go to the next game, a thing about the game you don't like, for whatever reason. There's got to be something that pisses you off.
There is. No, it doesn't piss me off. It kind of just sucks me out of the immersiveness of the game. Oh. And that is, as well as playing Batman, you also play Catwoman. She's got her storyline that's going literally side by side. And every time something happens to Batman, you go into Catwoman's story. And it really sucks me out of the immersiveness of being Batman. It's like, right, now you've got to do Catwoman, you've got to do her thing. It's just like, I'm here to play a Batman game. I don't want to play a Catwoman game. I'm here literally to play Batman. It's the whole title of the game is Batman. So, I don't know. It just kind of sucks me out of it. And it's just like, all right, well, I just have to do this as a slog more than anything.
A lot of games do that, though, don't they? Like, you go along as a main character, and then all of a sudden you're dumped as another. I know you haven't played The Last of Us.
No.
But they did that in the first Last of Us. And I thought, oh, no, I don't want to be her. Why am I? She's got none of me shit. Got none of my toys, fuck's sake. Yeah. And then Last of Us is one of the very rare exceptions where, as you go along, you think, actually, she's all right. She's not as insufferable as I thought. But with the Batman game, I can't deny it. You're Catwoman. I don't fucking care.
No, you're literally there to be Batman. Again, it's like, I know I said I wasn't going to speak about it, but the Spider-Man for PS4, it's literally, they do it. They go, oh, yeah, you've got to sneak around as Mary Jane. And it's like,
have you?
I don't want to be Mary Jane. I'm there to be Spider-Man or Peter Parker.
Mary Jane don't want to be Mary Jane.
Do you know what I mean? No one likes you, Mary Jane. Go away. It's simple as that. It annoys me, her character, honestly.
I find it funny with the character, like when Kirstie Dunst played it, everyone's like, she was the worst Mary Jane. Yeah, she probably was, but she was the fittest.
That's very argumentative.
I'll argue all day. Fight me on this hill. Anyways, that is your modern day. Modern day? Fuck you. Modern day, modern game. I know what I'm talking about, even if I don't know what I'm talking about. Moving on now to your retro one, which, as I said, he's flip-flopped like mad. So, have you come up with a final decision?
Yes, I have. I've finally done it. I've bit the bullet. I was really pushing to go Pokemon Red. I was. Only because me and you are playing it at the moment.
We got a good reason for that. Maybe one day we'll make that a separate thing then.
Maybe. But it's, this time it's one that I remember playing the hell out of even before Pokemon, and that was Zelda Link's Awakening for the Game Boy. My first introduction to a Zelda game, basically, and it's just an action adventure game. You know what I mean? It was just perfect for me. It's like you could go around, go wherever you want, loads of free roam in it, just trying to figure out what the hell was going on. For the longest time, I got stuck on one part where a raccoon type creature, you probably know exactly what I'm talking about.
I do.
I'd go up to him going, I don't know what to do. Keep walking past him, but it just sends you around in a spiral, going back through that hole next to him. And I couldn't figure it out for the longest time. Then figured I needed some powder, threw the powder on him, he turned into a bloke and I could carry on my merry way for the longest time.
Did you actually figure that bit out, though?
Yes.
I can be honest. I had that game when I was a kid in primary school, fuck knows what age, and this was before even the colour one had been released. I loved the game so many times, I would restart it, and I'd get to the fucking raccoon, and it'd be like, well, that's the end of that game, because I just don't know what the shit to do. Yeah. And then I remember someone asked if I would sell the game because I didn't know what to do in it. And I was like, oh, all right. So I sold it. About a year later, the colour one comes out. I'm like, oh, I missed that, even though I never got anywhere. Yeah. Kid on the playground said, how far did you get? I got some bastard little dickhead raccoon. Fuck. And he went, did you put the powder on him? Do I do what now? So I got the colour one thing, and I know I want it, and this one's better. Oh, look at this, it's brilliant. Right. Come on then, you fucker. And then you just talk to him, and he says about, like, what is it? His nose is itchy with certain powders or stuff like that, allergic to powder. I'm like, oh my God, the clue's there. It's right in front of me. I'm a fucking idiot.
He literally spells it out for you, and it's just like, oh, why was I so blind?
I know why I was so blind. I even, like, this is a valid excuse, in fact, that I think people can get behind me with. Before that, all I'd played was platformer games and puzzle games like Tetris. I had never played an action-adventure RPG where I have to think. I had never played a game where I've had to think.
But again, that's why it was so good, because after I got past that point, the game just opened up. It was a huge game, really. If you think of the size of the map for a Game Boy cartridge, it was huge. And I remember spending hours trying to find all the little secrets and stuff like that, because even to this day, I still haven't beaten it.
How have you still not beaten it? Even I've beaten it many times.
I know. I just can't do it. I've got to the point of where you have to go around collecting certain instruments from different caves to wake up the windfish, basically. Because you land on an island, you don't know where you are, why you are. Zelda's not there. There ain't no Triforce. I didn't know any of that stuff.
That was always the most confusing thing for me. First Zelda game I've ever played. Who's Zelda? She's not in it. Well, why is it bloody called that?
Yeah, it's like, oh, what about the Triforce? What Triforce? There ain't, it doesn't exist in this world. Not this one. No.
That was back in the day when you would read the booklet, and in the booklet it's telling you all this stuff. But if you haven't played the other games, which, if you're British, there's a good chance you hadn't, because they were on NES, but over here it was mainly PC and Sega Master System that won at that time. There were people with NES, but not everyone bought Zelda. So it wasn't until Game Boy and N64 it became more of a thing. So you had to read the booklet, and you're going through it thinking, I don't know who these characters are. What's a fucking Triforce? Who's a Ganondorf? I think it was just called Ganon even then, so you're thinking, spelled Ganon wrong.
Ganon.
Yeah. It was, it was such a weird fucking game, but like, for everyone out there, I have been badgering Rob for the longest time to get a Switch. I tell you, when he finally gets one, even if I have to lend the damn game to him, he'll play the remake of Link's Awakening. Your tiny mind will pop like a grape strapped to a stick of TNT.
Yes, my mind will do that. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. I can't wait to get a Switch. It's one of those things. It's on my list. Again, it's Switch or PS5. That's the argument. So,
all these excuses. No, just get a Switch. For fuck's sake. Man up.
just for Link's Awakening alone. That's what I really wanted, just for that and Pokemon. That's all I need to Switch for.
Yeah. To be fair, that and the fact that like you can't afford a PS5. But you can afford a Switch.
Can I though? Can I?
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. You've got misses with tons of other stuff you can get rid of.
No, absolutely brilliant game though. It was, well, yeah, again, my childhood days. It's literally pure enjoyment. Even if I shove it in now in my Game Boy, I can happily sit there for days and play it all over again, not completing it because I suck.
Well, you say you haven't beaten it. How far have you gotten?
Literally final boss.
So you're at the final boss?
Literally, I'm at the final boss, and I don't know if you remember, it's because he basically turns into every boss you've already done in the entire game.
Including Ganon,
including Ganon. And you've got to do it in one go, and if you don't have enough hearts, you're basically done. So, but you've got, like, at some point, you've got to do a jump, you've got to do a run, you've got to do a spin, you've got to do loads of stuff in quick succession, and it's just like, my brain just doesn't work that fast anymore.
You mean anymore? Never did it?
No, because even as a kid, I don't think I even got that far, really. So, but even now, it's like, I know there is stuff in the game that I haven't even done. Like, that I know you can get another sword. I heard that recently. There's like another sword you can get within
you get
the game.
Secret seashells, which I think I've done once. It's, for me, that's the most tedious part of the game. It's like, I can't be arsed with all these things. I don't need the fucking sword. I can do it without the damn thing quite easily.
Collectibles before you even got a trophy.
Yes. It definitely
you know
has
I mean?
So many
it's
things.
It's just like, you got Assassin's Creed, collect the feathers. Nah. Link's Awakening. Collect the seashells from everywhere.
Well, what about the trading system throughout the game?
Oh, the barter system. Oh,
you
it didn't make sense.
You get a Yoshi's doll, you give that to the baby that won't shut the fuck up. You get given a ribbon. You take the ribbon, people are going to go mad at this, to the puppy, Bow Wow's mini Bow Wow. You get the dog food from that cunt. You take the dog food to the crocodile.
The crocodile
will give you bananas, I think. And then with the bananas, eventually you'll end up at a bridge with a monkey. The monkey will take the bananas, and then he will leave behind a stick, having built a bridge, because as you do. Then later on, Taran will take the stick and twat a bee's nest with it and run around like an idiot and leg it. He'll leave behind the honey that he risked his life to get, and you take the honey to, I don't fucking remember, I think it's someone in Animal Village.
This is what I'm saying.
I got that far before I had a brain fart. That ain't that bad.
There was an Animal Village as well. Like, I didn't know that for the longest time. All of a sudden, I've come across this village full of animals. It's like, what the hell is going on? For the longest time.
That the game has so much going on in it. It's like, it's trying to think of a game at that time, then, that had as much shit going on. And, you know, Pokemon hadn't even come out at that time. So I struggled to think of a game with as much bollocks going on in it. On Game Boy.
again, there is still stuff to this day. I probably, if I went back, I'd go, I've never been here, or I don't remember this, and there's about 1,000 different other things. But one thing you can admit, the music was absolutely banging.
Oh, the music's stellar. I mean, the Game Boy has fantastic music anyway, but, like, it's done such a good job of it, and, like, it was one of the first cheats I remember knowing as a kid. If on new game you put your name as Zelda in capitals, you got a different tune.
Yeah.
If I can find it, anyone, I'll put it here now. There was loads of silly things like that, especially when you, if you got the coloured car, then you could go to a coloured dungeon where you could pick a suit. You can either have a red one or a blue one. And what the hell did I... For years, I think I had the red one. And then everyone's telling me, no, if you have the blue one and you get enough hearts so your sword's powered up, you're basically invincible. I'm like, so I've been picking the wrong bloody colour all these years? Fuck.
You know, again, there's so much stuff to that game. I mean, I even remember at one point, you had to pick up a rooster so you could fly over a bridge that was busted or something. And how you got that rooster, I can't even remember that.
The rooster was underneath the rooster-like grave by where Marin, I get them muddled up, sings the Ballad of the Windfish. You go underneath and you can resurrect it with song of life you learnt from either a fish or a frog. I can't remember which one of them taught you what song, but...
Again, more random animals you got to talk to.
There's a lot of bollocks, yes.
Yeah.
But like, we've got the music's brilliant. The graphics are 8-bit, so they're pretty fucking good for 8-bit.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's Game Boy.
And you it's a classic game. You can literally just wander around aimlessly, collecting money, or doing some mission, or going to a dungeon. There's so much in that game. It was unreal.
Are you ever going to beat it, do you reckon?
I will try to beat it at one stage in my life. I may have to restart it again just so I can get practiced up to beating the boss, but I will try one day. It is on my bucket list today.
Well, on the plus side, like, you get the Switch, yes, you have the remake, but you have a Game Boy emulator thing. That's one of the games you can play on there. So you can play exact Game Boy. It's the colour ones, it's even better. And instead of going... Well, you think on the Game Boy, it was like, save. You have to press all the buttons. And then it's like, do you want to save? Yes. And then you're at the menu. Go, that had better bloody worked.
That did had I, worked. Did I save?
Kill someone. Oh, I'm the kind of guy like you that will save my Pokemon game a bazillion times and I'll still go, don't trust you. I don't fucking trust you.
It was on the eighth time you turn it off. It's like, did I save though? You know what I mean? The few games that gave me OCD as
last
kid,
time
man.
You were around, you saw me save it again and again, and I turned it off, and you even said, did you save that? Don't be a dick.
I did as well, I did.
Yeah, you did. But you
but I'm sat there with my Game Boy, terrified to turn it off, because I'm talking to you, going, did I save that? I can't remember. I'm about to save it again in a
I'll
minute
save
when
again.
We stop talking.
But yeah, if you get Zelda on the Switch... Save states. You can still save the conventional way, but you've got save states, so you can just go, I know this shit works. Why have you got four save files? Well, we don't talk about that.
Yep. It'd be the time it doesn't work, then you'll be crying.
Fucking don't. Anyway, that is your retro game. We needn't say more because it's Zelda, so it's kind of self-explanatory. It's Game Boy, which is kind of self-explanatory. It's awesome as fuck.
Brilliant. Even to this day, I'd say it holds up. You could lob a kid in front of that and they would have hours of fun.
But the other reason why we have to stop talking about that is your indie game is one, I believe...
I didn't realise it was indie.
No, you were flip-flopping between this and another one. I'm going to tell people what the other one was, because then they'll go, oh, God damn it! Yes, we were going to talk about No Man's Sky, but we're not. Because there's this other game that we've been playing on our Saturdays lately, and...
Yeah.
I've been trying to save a good chunk of time because I know we're going to have a very hard time shutting up. So what we've got to do, Rob, I'm going to say it now before we say the name and get into it. We got to talk graphics, gameplay, music. Then we can go into our story time on it. Okay? So what is the game? What is the game?
The game is Deep Rock Galactic.
Yeah.
song. There's dirt to shift and bugs to hit. I wouldn't trade any of it.
It's a brilliant game. Absolutely awesome.
I know I still call it Deep Dark Galactic. It's like, is it Deep Rock or Deep Dark? I keep getting muddled.
I don't know.
I've been playing it for weeks with you. It is Deep Rock.
You dig in rock. You don't... Well, you do dig in the deep. I don't know.
You do dig in the deep. You do dig in dark.
Dig a diggy hole.
Right, everyone, let's get this out of the way. Fucking... Yes. We're gonna go to stories later.
We are.
But we've got to get to some bits like diggy hole. We'll get to that.
Yeah.
So graphically, it's a slightly weird one. It's not. This is PS4 we're playing it on. It is not a stellar-y graphics game. It's 3D. It's sort of cell shaded-ish a lot of the time. First person, yes. Not. Well, it is first person shooter, but there's a lot of traveling around. Basically, you're a team of dwarves.
Dwarf miners.
Yes. But get this, we're not just dwarfs as in Lord of the Rings. No, we're space dwarfs, motherfucker.
Space dwarfs.
Whoever came up with that is a fucking genius. I'm going to take dwarfs. I'm going to put the fuckers in outer space.
Yeah.
Because that's logical thinking.
And what are they going to do? They're going to dig, and they're going to drink, and then they're going to dig and shoot some spider-like creatures.
And that is actually true. That's how you play the game.
That is literally the game.
So a typical mission is, there's many different types of missions. We'll never be able to cover them all, so we're going to go with the basic. You are sent off to collect certain stuff, like we want you to mine Morkite. So you go into a mission, but the whole game is based around, I believe, just one massive motherfucker asteroid slash planet. I believe it's just the one. The story is, all you get is one long read out bit of text, which you can do. And we've all got about halfway and gone, I don't fucking care anymore. So we keep skipping it. But you're digging into this fuck knows what. And the place is infested with literal bug-like aliens. It's great fun killing them. There's many different sizes. Some of them can only be shot in different ways. Certain ways, like you have to destroy an arm before you can destroy a leg. And then you can destroy its actual weak spot. Sounds easy, fucking isn't.
The classic trope of, if it glows brighter than the thing, that's where you got to shoot at.
Yes, it's got a bit of Dead Space syndrome. Look for the orange glowy bit, which is a natural weakness in all life forms, hence why my balls glow
standard.
Orange.
That's standard space logic right there.
Space logic, indeed.
Indeed.
So with the gameplay, obviously, yes, you go around, you mine a bunch of stuff, you kill a bunch of stuff, but it's not just an open-mined area. Now, we have four classes of dwarves you can pick from, which is normally fine because you can have four people playing at a time. We don't have a fourth player. We have me, Rob, and my wife who plays. I play the part of a scout, which, to be fair, this doesn't sound like a big deal. My role is I have a flare gun. I can light up the whole area. We're underground. There is no light. There's nothing. So that's my thing. Hooray, I can make the place visible. Trust me, when I'm not there with it, it's a pain in the arse. You can't see anything.
Can't see your hand in front of your face.
The other thing is I have the ability to grapple, which means I can shoot and projectile myself across huge distances. Trust me, I love this. When I don't have this feature, I hate everything. Rob's ability is essentially the digger, whereas the rest of us can Minecraft like mine with a pickaxe to go through a wall. It's insanely slow. Minecraft thrashes you for speed. Rob's basically got driller-like arm appendages, and he just goes, out of the way, lads, man! And fucks himself through the wall, giving us all a path.
I got two power drills for arms, and I can smash my way through pretty much any rock in front of me.
Indeed, you're like a Black and Decker dwarf.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. It's like, having a small pistol as a sidearm sucks, but then again, I do have a flamethrower as well. So
yes, everyone gets two weapons. You can unlock others, but it takes quite a while. I didn't say the scout starts off with what is essentially like, if you imagine, a pulse rifle and a double barrel shotgun, which is great, but until you add on to it and improve it, the reload sucks. Rob's got the flamethrower, as he says, brilliant thing. Pisses through ammo
again until you level it up a bit and you can sort of customize it to your gameplay. It sucks, but then again, it all sucks in the beginning. Everything does.
Well, I have the ability so we can see and I can traverse to places with a bit of ease. Rob has the ability to make it so we can progress a lot faster.
Yep.
Charlie has gone, fuck this, noise, and she's the gunner. What does she do? Shoot shit. It's like, okay.
She literally kills everything.
Yeah,
including us.
Yeah, all times. We had managed to upgrade our classes yesterday. Playing it last night, we upgraded fully. We thought, that's it, we've done it. Yeah. The scout, the digger, the fucking gunner, everything's maxed out. Let's try other classes, which, in fairness, I, above all, was looking forward to doing. We tried level. Yeah, you didn't really try the class you wanted, though, did you?
No, I was quite happy with let everyone else pick what they wanted to pick, sort of thing, and then I'll pick whatever's left. And what was left was the gunner. I thought, okay, well, when we were playing Alien Fire Team Elite, I was the heavy gunner then. It's normally the kind of character I go for, someone big, chunky, with a big-ass gun. And I hated it. I genuinely hated it. I struggled with the traversal part of it because he has the a grappling sort of hook sort of gun thing that sets up a speed wire, but it's not that speedy.
No, it's a lot slower than the scout's one, isn't it? Same basic function. You can only do it so many times, and it's a slug.
It's three. You can only use it three times, so it's great for. If you're using it, say, I don't know, taking out a big boss and stuff like that, you can put it across the roof and stuff like that. It'd be great. Great idea. But again, the ammo situation, being a gunner, you'd think you'd have more ammo than everyone else. And that's not the case. Again, traversal, I just didn't like it personally. And again, I know you didn't like the fact that your guy's traversal and stuff like that. It just wasn't.
I was so excited to be the engineer, everyone. Like, I was really looking forward to this, thinking. When we did Fireteam, I was the engineer. I put down sentries. I'd make sure everyone was set for ammo and all this other bollocks. I was a support character, but when I weren't around, that's when you realise, oh, shit, I hate to admit it, but it was worth having Tom there. Fuck. So I liked being useful and trying the strategy side of things. So I was really looking forward to trying engineer, which sounds, on paper, like the same sort of bollocks. Bunch of alien fucks come along, put down a sentry. So yesterday, trying a new character in this level, bunch of alien fucks come at me. I thought, here's my time to shine, because I had crawled through this area. We didn't have a digger in our team, so getting around was a huge pain in the dick. And when we got to a new area, we all discovered the fun way: I can't see. We didn't have my fucking flare gun, and Charlie didn't know what to do with it, so we spent most of our time blind, which is fair enough. We're getting used to new characters. I hated the fact I didn't have my grapple hook. I couldn't travel anywhere. I hated the fact I didn't have my flare gun. I couldn't see anywhere to go. So I thought, here's the enemies coming at me. This is it. Put down the sentry. Why aren't you doing nothing? I wanted to kick it. I'm like, why are you doing? Go on, shoot, you fucking cunt. And then the alien's getting closer and closer, and it says build. I'm like, what do you mean build? I've just put it down. What have I done? What? So I'm there holding build, and this slow bar's filling, thinking, oh, sack of piss. And they're on me. The enemies are on me. They're all there fucking me up. When I finally manage to kill them by conventional means, I build this sentry, wait for more aliens to come, and it was shit. It was pathetic. Everything I thought this character would be, it was not. So I thought, I'm going to have to own up to Rob and Charlie, and I said, I'm sorry, everyone, I really hate this. I'm not having fun. I know I was the one saying I can't wait to try a new character. This is fucking shit. I miss my scout. Well, no, the funny thing is, even you and Charlie chimed up and said, good, because I hate my character too.
But again, where we had been playing, say, your scout, my digger, Charlie even the gunner, which I was. Charlie loves the gunner. I couldn't stand it. But being the digger for so long, is not being able to just go through a wall. It was a huge deal for
me. It's so much slower, isn't it?
It's so much slower. It was a massive deal for me. It's like, no, I need to be able to just punch through this wall. Why can't I do that? That's annoying. It's like, why can't I just kill everything with a fire? It's like, that's annoying. It's just...
Yeah,
it just annoyed me. I know. I think we just played our characters for too long. That's all it is.
We were on about platinum in the game, and then with Alien Fireteam, we went to the extreme to fucking... Yeah. Get through this and do all this stuff, and then thought, right, this time it's the same thing. We've maxed out some characters. There's still more shit to do in the game, but next the big one is we got to go through the other classes. Yesterday we found out we're not going to platinum the game because we do not want to play the game with these other classes. It's not fun. No one likes it. It's like, can you do much more with your character that's maxed out? I don't fucking care. I have fun with that.
No, you can. That's the whole point of it. Once you've reached level 25 with your character, you can now promote your character. So now you have to start from level 1 again, but you get to overclock your weapons, make them even more powerful, and even do harder levels with your higher characters. This is the point of it.
So now that we've spoken a bit about the gameplay, now we're going to go on to something that's most games don't have, but I feel all games should have now. You see, we have The Legend of Zelda with swords, but there's a certain thing it doesn't have. We have Pokemon with monsters you train, but there's a certain thing it doesn't have. That's right, what is that certain thing? It's a pub!
Yep.
The game has a pub! A bar! And what's brilliant is you have a robot that serves you, proper Bosco. Star Wars... Bosco. Proper little Star Wars bastard, isn't he? With pumps going into his arms. And in this bar, you've got tables, you've got half-eaten Chinese food packets around, you've got this game, kick the barrel in the flame net. One of the trophies is jump in the flame net and incinerate yourself. Yep. We've all done that now. Yep. And there's even an arcade cabinet with, I shit you not, Flappy Bird. But it's a boot, so it's Flappy Boot.
No, it's Jetty Boot, isn't it?
Jetty Boot. Same shit, dude. It's Flappy Bird. And, like, what really annoys us is every time I get a high score, the computer goes, now this person has a high score. That person doesn't exist. There's no Jordan. There is no Luke. Fuck you. Everyone is Flame Breath or Gothrob or Rocking Roses. There's no sodding Luke. Who are these bastards that keep taking my high score? Anyway,
so with the bar. Have loads of friends requests now just because you've given everyone our
they don't know
tags.
The numbers. And I don't have friend requests. That's not a thing. I wouldn't know what to do in said situation. But with the bar, you can unlock certain drinks. Then what I really like is they're surprisingly difficult to get enough shit to unlock them. And when you do get them, it's a case of, what does this beer do? We've got one beer, which is black stout or some shite. Knockout stout. Knockout black stout. We thought, what's this then? Tried it, and Rob was the first one to drink it, and his character collapsed on the floor. I'm pissing myself laughing, and he's like, oh yeah, you're still holding your beer. I'm like, yeah, you can't put down a beer when you picked it up. You have to drink it.
I'm
like, I'm going to collapse. So I picked it up, and Charlie's not paying attention to us. And we're like, don't pick up the beer! Don't pick up the beer! She's like, why? Oh, for fuck's sake, Charlie! So she's picked up the beer and we're like, you're going to have to drink it. She's gone, why are you two on the floor? You were playing on your fucking phone again, weren't you? God's sake, woman. While we're talking shit between levels, we're normally at the bar, chatting shit. It's kind of real life.
It's literally real life.
It is real life. We're chatting shit and she wasn't paying attention. And then she's standing there with both of us collapsed on the floor. It's like, you're going to have to drink your beer, Charlie. She's like, well, what happens if we all collapse? I don't know. But you got to drink it now because there's no button to put it down. She drinks it. She collapses. We all wake up in the game's hospital and we're wearing gowns. We're like, where's my armor? I had some really cool pimping armor that I sorted out myself and now I'm wearing a fucking gurney.
Yeah, we learned a really fun fact that actually you can go into the missions wearing just that gown because Charlie forgot to put her armor on, if you remember.
Yes, one day she did indeed forget to put the fucking armor on, so she did a mission in her
pants.
Just like a nightgown gurney thing. But the funny thing is, it doesn't actually affect the gameplay. Your armor doesn't serve any defensive points. It's just apparel, appearance. Isn't it?
Yeah,
it doesn't
it's
do
just
anything.
Appearance. Yeah, it doesn't do anything in particular. Just character customization, isn't it?
Yeah, that's all it is. It's just appearance. Yeah. But another thing we had is, like, when we were playing the actual levels, one day we all listen to music, which can be a little bit annoying for all of us, but we deal with it. We have music playing. Yeah.
It's fair. You've got music going, I've got music going. It's all fair and above board. As long as we can hear each other, we don't care.
Yes, as long as it's not stupid loud, it's fine. But, like, one day, we're going through. Every time I said, Rob, can you dig us a tunnel through this wall here? I think there's shit through this way. And it really is 1,000 times quicker getting the digger to do it. Rob goes to the wall and he goes, after a day of him doing that, I go, Rob, what the fuck are you singing? He gone, oh, what, have you never heard of, what is it, White...
What is it? Windrose.
Windrose. Why do I always think it's white? Windrose. You said, right, Google Windrose and diggy diggy hole. I'm like,
yep.
Fucking diggy diggy hole. And then like, I'm like, all right, okay. So when we did a level and I had the ability to, because you know it's an online game, pausing's not really a thing. Said I'm going to look it up now. Looked it up. Oh dear. From that day, we'd go into a room and go, I am a dwarf and I'm digging a hole. Diggy, diggy hole. Diggy, diggy hole. I don't care about copyright. I'm going to put that right there.
For reference, this is Dwarven Metal.
Dwarven Metal, which is, of course, it's a thing.
Of course it is. Course you get Viking metal, you can get Elvish metal. It's fine.
But you could probably get Spoon Metal right now.
I expect so. It's just a guy clacking some spoons together.
That's going to be a thing, isn't it? We've invented a thing.
We've invented something. I want
we
money.
We shouldn't have done that. Yeah.
PS5, here we come.
Patent pending. I bought a PS5 with my Spoon Metal.
Spoon Metal. Oh, don't, it's when I got to plug it in. It's shocking. Come on.
See, I'm a dad. I'm allowed to tell dad jokes. You're not qualified yet.
Yeah, no, I'm just shit though.
Not arguing with that. I'm agreeing with that. So we've got all of the bizarre. There's so many bizarre stories when we play this fucking game once a week. Weird shit always happens. It's insanely good fun, and it's insanely unknown.
Yeah, even the achievements, the trophies are so random. What was the one you unlocked last night, Tom? Because I unlocked it first.
Yeah, Rob said to me, "Oh, I just got a trophy." I was like, "Oh, nice. What was it?" You're going standing on a barrel. I'm like, hey, there's a trophy for standing on the barrel for 3 consecutive seconds. What it is in the game when you go to the home hub, which is where the bar is and all that shit.
Yeah.
You've got the weird thing of there's these barrels scattered around. The game glitches, and the game creators know it's a glitch. They're well aware that there's this glitch when you kick a barrel. Sometimes a barrel will fall down and throw you all the way across the area. Literally
or
throw your character.
You right up into the air or anything,
the first,
really.
Yeah, the first time it happened to us, we were like, oh, what the fuck, you go flying. You're like, I don't. What happened? So rather than fix this bizarre problem, they've gone, it's a trophy. See if you can stand on one for 3 seconds. It took me bloody ages. They kept throwing me all over the place. Oh, I felt so accomplished. It was great.
That was so good. But again, just in the hub alone, let alone going into levels with all the different creatures you can see and kill and items you can find. They have the special events like Chinese New Year and stuff like that. They had all of that sort of stuff. But it's like even the beers, we go back to the beers again, they've got basically Prop Hunter in beer form.
Yes, hide and seek.
Yeah.
You and then mean? Charlie's one randomizer up... one yesterday. Yep. Oh, God.
Uh-huh. That was really cleverly done, you have to admit. So one of the beers is a randomizer beer. So it basically randomizes your character completely, so the whole skin and everything. Plus, it randomizes your weapons and all the layout of like the perks on your weapons. And you have to do one mission to basically take that beer effect off of your character. And I thought that was cool. I thought it was totally different. It gives you stuff that you might not use normally.
It was cool, except for one glaring thing. We had just planned, because we had maxed our characters out, and we had just tried the new classes, so we had literally just done this and gone, I don't like it, let's just go back to our old classes. Gone, yeah, well, let's try on this thing, Deep Dive, the hardest bastard levels in the game.
You're
and
wrong.
Charlie had just tried this new drink, which had fucked up our equipment. I'm like, how do I get this back? I don't have my gun. I don't have my gun. What have you done to my fucking gun?
Me and you remember this last night completely differently then. Because I know what mission it was.
It was that one, was it not?
No. It was my mission to get my character to promote himself, which was to kill 3 dreadnoughts, which a dreadnought, if you don't know, is a huge fuck off spider, and we had to kill three.
It was
them.
Just before we did.
It was
the
like
class.
Our first. It was our first match because we even got another achievement. Spend an hour in a level.
I can't believe we were on that level for a whole hour. Can't believe that. To be fair, last night worked out as being nothing but Dreadnought slaying.
Yeah.
So I'm not surprised I got that all
but
the money.
We all had so much fun. That was the thing. They are ridiculous.
It was insanely good fun. It was ridiculous that the most unfun thing of that whole insane night was the fact that the one thing I wanted to try, the engineer, was boring as shit.
Yeah, for it's just not the character for you. And that's not saying that character is shit. It's just it's not the one for you. I didn't like the gunner. But Charlie loves the gunner. This is the thing.
We're so used to what we've got. I don't think we'll ever change it now.
I don't think we ever will. So if you want to try and platinum the game, you're going to have a hard job because there are so many random trophies and stuff like that. But if you do, please tell us because you're bigger people than us. Honestly, that is ridiculous.
Yeah, some of it in there is absolute bollocks. We got some ridiculous trophies throughout the game. Like I said, they didn't fix the barrel thing. Let's just see if you can ride it. I'm getting thrown about all over the place. This barrel's got a spastic snake in there making it jump around like mad.
Hey, there's another trophy for putting a barrel in every seat in the hub.
You're joking. Is there really?
No, that is a genuine trophy you can get. And I think it's called like wasting time or something stupid like that.
That doesn't sound like something I got to do that now.
It's great though, because it sounds like they actually sat there playing the game going, what are people going to do? Well, they're bloody going to do something stupid like this. We're definitely going to give them a trophy for it.
Yeah.
Oh, what's that? The fire ring that we've made a mini game. Oh, the fire ring. Well, the Blackney gonna jump through it. We'll give him a trophy for it.
Yeah, which we did. He's like, what happens if you go back? You died. Oh fuck.
Oh, it's great. I absolutely love this game. I think it's just brilliant. Again, it's the other characters for me are just not my cup of tea. I like my digger too much. I don't know if you'll like it if you ever went to it. It's so different.
I've never tried the digger. I'm sure I will at some point for giggles, but I will instantly miss my fucking flare gun and my damn grappling hook, which, to be fair, when it comes to us fighting the big boss, Dreadnought motherfuckers, I'm normally the one that's resurrecting everyone, but that's simply because with the grapple hook, I have the ability to flick around areas so fast that when someone's down, I'm like, right, I'll lure them away, I'll lure them away. They come after me, like, come on, you fucker, hit you, whee! Flying across the room, resurrect the person. But even then, it's like, resurrect, get up, fucking run! It's not much of a tactic, but it works.
You got to remember, sometimes digging a tunnel just works.
Yes, the strategy. So if they're following me, and you run into a mouse hole.
Yeah. I remember, there was one time I was running around like Super Mario, just going through a tunnel, round on top, down again, round, around, around in circles, because the Dreadnought was chasing me and you and Charlie were both on the ground. Yes. And all I could hear was your missus laughing in my ear because I was just running around and around in a circle for 15 minutes.
The enemy kept doing the same thing. Rob was just hoping, if he just deviates from the fucking chase a little bit, I can run to either Charlie or Tom and resurrect one of them. Because when all of you are down, the level's done. But if, as long as one of you's standing, it's still on. There's no timer, as we said. Like, a level went for over an hour.
Over an hour.
I wish I knew how long it went. I can't believe we did an hour. That's nuts.
It was great. Again, but it didn't feel like an hour. That's the beautiful thing about it. It did not feel like an hour.
I could quite happily go and play it now, but we won't be allowed to. Wah.
No, because we've got work in the morning.
And speaking of work in the morning, it is unfortunately time to wrap things up. So we have covered your indie game of, I'm going to get it wrong, Deep Rock Galactic.
That's the one.
Yeah, your retro game of Link's Awakening, Zelda classic. And your modern game of Batman Arkham City,
the second one.
So this is your first podcast, Mr. YouTuber.
It is my first podcast. It's gone better than I thought it would.
Oh, thanks.
You know, you took my podcast virginity, if you will.
Yeah, I popped your audible cherry.
Hey, at least you did it on Nilly Paddy's Day. You know what I mean? It's just like.
Because you don't drink much. Finding a game where he can drink, it's like, I have found my home.
So it's one for him, one for me.
And then another for me, and then forget about him.
No, because he's already passed out on our floor.
Yes, fucking black stout shite. Anyway, thank you very much for listening to this podcast. Don't forget to check it out on all of the available podcasty places. Wait for another week to get the YouTube version of all this shit, where you can see some actual game footage and a bit of Rob's video. For the Comic Rob channel, there'll be links to that in the description. Thank you very much for listening, and I'll see you next time.